Hello, Bob Potter here from Sound Money Group. We have talked about risk in some other commentaries on this site. However, it is such an important part of investment and financial planning that I think it is worth a look from yet a slightly different angle. Now, the traditional way to develop an investment strategy is to ask how much you might want to spend in retirement, then consider the amount you can save, and then the return that will be needed to reach the goal. An advisor would then recommend an asset allocation mix that could reasonably be expected to produce the desired result. And the greater the return needed, the heavier the asset allocation to stock. A couple of decades ago, when you could count on annual stock market returns of 10 to 12% over fairly extended periods, that was a pretty sound strategy. However, the last decade has thrown a monkey wrench into that scenario. We have had three nasty bear markets, and an entire decade with zero stock market return as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500. So what kind of an approach makes sense today? It boils down, it seems to me, to two basic steps. Number one, figure out how much retirement income you need to cover the basics. Shelter and all its components, including utilities, insurance, taxes, upkeep, repairs, and so on. Food, medical care, and that's going to be a growing item for upcoming retirees, personal care, transportation, and maybe some other categories that are unique to you. Aim to have as many of those essential expenses covered by guaranteed sources of income, things like Social Security, fixed income securities, and pension. Now, if you're like many of us and don't have a pension, you can create your own, in effect, by purchasing an annuity product which guarantees an income stream for as long as you live. Having the basics covered can eliminate a lot of worry and stress. Step number two. With the essentials now more or less sewn up, think about the fun-to-haves. Most of us have no trouble drawing up a pretty good bucket list, the things we want to do before we kick the bucket. Here's where you can afford to take some risk. Put some of the assets earmarked for this category into stocks and other investments that are not ultra-safe and guaranteed. Over the long haul, the historical record suggests that these riskier investments will do just fine for you. But there is no assurance that just because we've had three bear markets in 10 years, we won't have another. The older you get, the less time you have to make back what's lost in a down cycle. And won't you sleep a lot better knowing that your essential retirement needs are being met without the need to depend on a positive return from inherently riskier assets? How can all this apply to you specifically? Well, that's why Sound Money Group is here. Our mission is to take general principles like this and apply them with depth, detail, and specificity to your unique circumstances. We're only a phone call or an email away. This is Bob Potter wishing you the best.